Blog Talk Radio.
Embrace Today is brought to you by Whole House Ministries. Host Apri Curry will inspire listeners to embrace their today with hope and expectation, with a focus of bringing about freedom, healing, and restoration through the Word of God. John 16:33 says, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world."
Good morning and welcome to Embrace Today. I am your host, Apri Curry, and this morning we are going to be talking from Luke chapter 4, verses 38 through 43. That's Luke chapter 4, verses 38 through 43. And this morning we are going to be talking from the topic of committed to the work. On this past Monday's prayer call, the prayer was focused on commitment and how at times we can be committed to the work, but not necessarily committed to God. But when I'm talking about committed to the work this week, I'm talking about being committed to God and committed to the work that He has called for you to do. And so it's not necessarily that you have to work inside of a church or work in doing a particular thing, but it's whatever God has called for you to do and you being committed to that particular work. This also is concluding our Ready series, where the Ready series was a series that helped us to understand that we always need to be prepared for particular things. And being committed is something that we always need to make sure that we are prepared for. And so this morning, as we go to Luke chapter 4 and we look at verses 38 through 43, we're going to look at some ways that we can make sure that we are committed to the work that the Lord has called for us to do. And so even if we don't know, if someone says, "I don't know what my purpose is," God has called all of us to go ye therefore and teach all nations. So we're all called to be witnesses wherever we may go. So whether it's in our personal life, whether it's in our family, wherever we may go, God has called each and every one of us to be a witness. And so we may not be in a pulpit. We may not travel all around the world. You may not even do things like this podcast here, but God has still called all of us to be a witness to the nation. And so as we look at Luke chapter 4 this morning, we're going to take a look at verse 38. We're going to start off at 38. We'll end at 43. Luke 4:38 says, "Jesus left the synagogue and went to the home of Simon. Now Simon's mother-in-law was suffering from high fever, and they asked Jesus to help her." And so when we are committed to the work, we can't stay inside of the church building. It says that Jesus left the synagogue and went to the home of Simon. And so even though the Lord has called all of us to come together and we come to a place of worship on Sunday, when we are committed and truly committed to doing the work that the Lord has called for us to do, then we'll go outside of those four walls. We'll come outside of our comfort zone. We'll take the work of Christ into the world so that the world will be able to see the witness that we are supposed to be to the world. A lot of times we get comfortable inside of the church, but we have like our family, we have people in the community. There are so many people that surrounding us that need Jesus. They need that healing power. They need to be restored. They need to be made whole. And there are some people that don't even know about Jesus. We oftentimes assume that everyone knows about Jesus, but there are so many people that do not know about Jesus. And if we stay inside of the church building, if we don't come outside of that building and begin to go into the place, into the world, into our home, into our jobs, and into our community, into the places that the Lord has called us, into the schools, into the people that we come into contact in everyday life, if we don't go outside of the church and still be committed to doing the work, taking it outside of those four walls, then we won't be able to reach those people that the Lord has called for us to reach. And so we have to make sure that we are committed to doing the work, and we're not just staying inside of those four walls and staying in our comfort zone and staying in a place to where we can't reach those people that are sick. It says that Simon's mother-in-law was suffering. She was suffering in his home from a high fever. And there's so many people that's in this world, that's in our families, that's suffering, and we have the answer. We have the power within us. We're not Jesus, but we have been given power and authority to do the work that Jesus did while he was here on earth. And as they asked Jesus for help, so many people that we're surrounded by, they need our help. They don't know how to get the answers. They don't know how to get the healing. They don't know how to get restored. They don't know how to operate in this life because they've been made and molded by their culture, by their background, by their bringing up. And so we have the answer when we're committed to doing the work of Christ. We have the answer that we can give them for them to be able to receive that healing, for them to be able to be restored, for them to be able to come out of what they think that they cannot come out of, for them to be able to come out of that place of entrapment, that mindset of entrapment, that physical place of entrapment. And so we have the ability, we have the opportunity to go outside of the church walls, outside of the church buildings. Even Jesus left the synagogue. He left that place where he would often go. It was his custom oftentimes to be in the synagogue on the Sabbath teaching. And he left that place. And he went to other places where people were suffering. There was times where he would even just be walking down the street or be in a particular place, and people would identify him, and they would come to him because they knew that he had the answers. And so we have to get to the place to where we are really allowing what is in us to come out of us, because we have the answers to so many people that's not inside of the church building. Nowadays, people are not flocking to church. They're not flocking to church. There's so many different things that's going on in this world that causes people not to come to church. Not saying that it's all their fault. There's a lot of hypocrisy that's in the church. There's a lot of just misunderstandings in the church. And then there's just people that just don't want to come because they don't understand it or they don't know it, or some people just say, I'm not ready yet. But whatever the case may be, we don't have to wait till people come inside of the place of worship in order for us to deliver a word to them or help them to be restored or to do things like that. We have the ability to come across people that's in our everyday life, in our day-to-day life that we come across. We have the ability to speak life into them. We have the ability to walk them through the process to get to their healing. We have the ability to get them to a place to where they can be restored, to where their mindset is not focused on being deprived, and their mindset is not set on being hurt, or their mindset is not focused on being broken. But we can get them to that place to where they are restored and they are brought back to the place of wholeness, the place of restoration where they can be if they place their hope in Christ. But they can only do that when we go out, when we're committed to the work that God has called us to do, when we go out to the world and begin to teach them the things that they can do and that they can receive by becoming a part of the body of Christ. And so when we are committed to the work, we have to make sure that we're not staying in the church building. And again, this is on your job. Whatever job you do, wherever you go in your community, if you're a student, you're in school, where you volunteer, in your neighborhood, there's so many different places, in the grocery store, if you go to the laundromat, there's so many different places and so many different people that we come across that we never know who the Lord is taking across our path, that we can help get to the place of restoration, the place that they need to be. We don't know what people are suffering from nowadays. And oftentimes, and here lately, I've run across so many people that are suffering from so many different things that I couldn't even imagine suffering from those type of things. But it's in those situations and with those people that we need to be able to speak that life and let them know that there is hope. There's something more than what they've been through. There's something more than what they are going through. There's something greater that God has for their life in spite of. And so we have to get to the place to where we are outside of those four walls and doing the work that Christ has called for us to do wherever we are. And just thinking about work also, when God places you on a job or in a job or even if you're volunteering somewhere, he has you there for a particular reason. So you will do that job as if unto him. You are serving him while you are doing that job, whatever the job may be. And so we have to make sure that everything that we do on that job is for him. And that includes speaking to those people outside of business. Sometimes the Lord may lead you to speak to people outside of the original business that you were set up for. But whatever it is, make sure that you are allowing God to lead you, allowing the Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you so that you can fulfill the purpose that he has for you to fulfill. And so when we're committed to the work, we want to make sure that we don't stay in the church building. But let's look at 39. So it says, so he bent over and rebuked the fever, and it left her. She got up at once and began to wait on them. And so when we're committed to the work, we can't stay in the church, but we also have to know that healing occurs where there's power and authority. Even though they were not in a church building, Jesus had the power and the authority to rebuke the sickness. He had the power and authority to rebuke that fever. And so we have to know that wherever there is power and authority, which we have, the enemy has power, but us as Christians, we have power and authority over the enemy, over sickness. We have dominion over them. And so when we get to the place to where we are walking in power and authority, it doesn't matter where we are, healing can take place. Healing takes place in the name of Jesus. And so as he was even at a home and he rebuked the fever and the fever left her, we have that same power and authority. We have the power and authority to rebuke those things that are coming up against us and trying to weaken our bodies and trying to dispower us and take what we have away from us. We have the power and authority in the name of Jesus. It has been given to us for us to rebuke that. And so we have the power to heal. When we believe what we say we believe, when we believe the word of God and we begin to place the word of God and our faith in him and his healing power, then we will be able to speak with the Lord. Then we will be able to see the healing that can take place. There is emotional healing that needs to take place. There's physical healing that needs to take place. There's mental healing. There's spiritual healing. There is healing that needs to take place here in this earth. And we have the power and authority through the name of Jesus Christ to be able to speak that healing to others, to be able to touch others, and they will be healed. We have the power and authority here on this earth. And so when we think about healing, a lot of people don't believe that healing works, but healing does work. And oftentimes when we do think of healing, we often only think of physical healing, but there's so much more healing that must take place. There's mental healing, there's emotional healing. And when we get to the place to where we are knowing and placing our faith in Christ and knowing that we can be healed regardless of what we have been through, regardless of what someone else has been through, when we are committed to doing the work that Christ has called for us to do, we'll know that healing does occur. If we look back over our lives and look at where Christ has brought us from, and it took some healing power for us to get to the place of where we are now, and then sometimes even now, some of us still need to be healed. Some of us still have some issues that we need to work on. Some of us still have some places in our heart and in our mind that we're still broken and hurt, and we don't know how to get out of that place. But it's only the healing power of Jesus and that power and authority that he has. It's that healing power that will get us to the place to where we can truly be healed. And so when we are committed to the work, we're not staying inside of the church building, but we're going out into the world. and we're doing the work that Christ has called for us to do. And then we're also knowing that healing occurs when there's power and authority. So we have the power and authority for healing to occur here in this earth. And so regardless of what is going on in one's life, regardless of what one has been through, regardless of the brokenness that one has experienced, regardless of how one has been so broken down that they feel like they can't get up, we have the power and authority through Jesus Christ to get them through that healing process, but we have to go outside of the church walls to do the work that God has called for us to do. The power of the Holy Spirit is in us. We have the authority to do it. Now we have to step out on faith and believe that what the Word of God says that we can do. And so we have to be committed to the work. We can do the work. We were called to do the work. We are equipped to do the work. God has prepared us. He is with us. And everywhere we go, he will lead us and guide us as long as we are staying in alignment with his Holy Spirit and allowing him to lead us and subjecting to his Holy Spirit. And so when we are committed to the work, we're not staying in the church building, and we are knowing that healing occurs where there's power and authority. But look at verses 40 through 41. It says, when the sun was setting, the people brought to Jesus all who had various kinds of sickness, and laying his hands on each one, he healed them. Moreover, demons came out of many people shouting, "You are the Son of God." But he rebuked them and would not allow them to speak because they knew he was the Christ. And so we also have to know that there are many in need. When we are committed to the work, there are people that need healed. There are people that are demon-possessed. There are people out there that are just broken. They're sick. They're shackled. They're in bondage. And we have the power and authority to do the work. And we have to understand that there's many people in need. And again, these people were not inside of the church. They were outside of the church walls. And so we have to get to the place to where we know there are so many people in need in our work goes beyond the building. Our work goes beyond our worship experience on Sunday or Saturday or whatever day we have our worship experience. The work goes beyond that, and we have to get to the place as children of God to where we are doing that work. There's so many hurting people. There's so many people that don't even know that they don't have to live in bondage. They don't have to live in the bondage that other people say that they have to live in. They don't have to live in the bondage that they think that their mind has played so many tricks on them that they believe that the lifestyle is the only way that they can live. But when we are committed to the work, we have the ability to go out and help people to understand and help people to know that there is another way. And then just as Jesus did when he laid hands on them and healed them, we'll have that. And it says of various kinds of sicknesses, he brought that out of them. We have that ability. But then get this. It says also, but when the demons shouted out, they said, "You are the Son of God." Remember, I said we have power and authority. The devil has power, but we have power and authority. So because Jesus has authority over the enemy, he rebuked them and would not allow them to speak. And so we have the authority to shut those demons down. And so we have to get to the place to where we are truly, truly, truly embracing the work, because when we think about it, if we can think about where we were prior to Christ, if for those of us that are saved, and then those of us that are not, if we think about where we are or where we were, the lifestyle that we lived, we thought it was normal, especially if we're surrounded by people that's doing the same thing, that's living the same way. We think that's normal. And so we don't realize that there's something better, that there's something greater. We don't realize that until either something happens or someone comes along that's able to assist us in understanding what it truly means to be free. And then we continue to learn more and more and more. And so we have to be those vessels. We have to be the vessel that God has called for us to be. We have to get to the place to where we know this is not just about us. We are not saved just for us, but we are doing this for the kingdom. We are kingdom building. And so when we go out into the world, world, when we prepare ourselves, when the Lord equips us with the Holy Spirit, we are going out into the world and we are doing the work that Christ has called for us to do. He said, greater works than these will you do. So we will do greater works. We will go out into this world and we will do the work of Christ, not saying that we're better than him, because we're not, and not saying that we are him, but we have his power within us and he has called and equipped us. And so we are able to do it because of him and because he is within us. And so as we are going out into even just our family, if we can just think on our family for a minute, if we could just think about the many things that people in our family are going through, there are many in need in our family. I'm not even talking about going outside in your neighborhood or in your community, in your school, on your job. Now I'm talking just about family. If we can think about our family and so many things that our families are going through, and sometimes we can get to a place to where we're looking down on them and judging, I'm going to just be honest, we're judging them and judging their situation, and we're looking at them, but sometimes we don't recognize that that's all they know. If that's all they know, that's what they're going to do. And so we have to get to the place to where we are going beside them, and that we are assisting them. We are going through the process with them. Not that we're going to be a crutch for them, but we are going to go alongside them and help them to understand and help them to get to a place. We may not take them the whole way. It may just be a little bit. We may even just plant a seed, but we have to get to the place to where we are recognizing that there are many that are in need, and it sometimes starts in our own family, and we have the ability to assist others. We have the ability to humble ourselves, lay our pride to the side, and see our family how the Lord sees them. Look at them and ask the Lord to show me them. I want to see them the way that you see them. And so when we get to that place, when we get to the place of recognizing that there are many in need, when we are committed to the work, we will do whatever the Lord is calling us to do to assist people in getting their restoration, getting their healness, becoming whole, being broken from the bondages that has held them bound for years. I was held bound for maybe like 28 years, 29 years, something like that. I did not realize that the lifestyle that I was living was not normal. I didn't realize that because everyone around me was doing it. And even though my parents started going to church when I was maybe like 12 or 13, it was still kind of like a foreign to me, because even them, they were learning. And so all of the church stuff was foreign to me. I just really thought that it was just going to a building. But to think about having a relationship with Christ and think about that relationship aspect, I didn't really get that until I was an adult, you know. And so, and even when I got it, I had to learn, and I'm still learning so much more even today. And so, and there's people that are helping me. There's people that come alongside me, and they help me, and they answer my questions, and they help me to understand things that I may not get. And even some things that I still don't get today, it's kind of like I still have it written down, waiting for an answer that I'll someday get. I may not have all the answers today, and I may not, and I'm not trying to figure everything out, because my faith is in the Word of God. And if I'm believing the Word of God, I don't have to understand everything that it says. I just have to know that my faith is in it. And I know that in my in the right timing, I will begin to understand it. And so we also have to get to that place to the people that are in this world that are hurting, that are broken, that need our assistance. We have to get to the place to where we are walking beside them and knowing that they need help just like we needed help. And it may take a while. It may take years. But we have to get to the place to where we are willing to humble ourselves and be committed to the work that God has called for us to do, and begin to walk alongside people. And so then let's look at verse 42. It says, at daybreak, Jesus went out to a solitary place. The people were looking for him, and when they came to where he was, they tried to keep him from leaving them. And so when we are committed to the work, we cannot stay in the church building. We have to know that healing occurs when there's power and authority. We have to know that there are many in need, but we also can't let the people keep us from our purpose. We can't let the people keep us from our purpose. There are so many, when I said that there's many in need, there were many that came to him. But there comes a time where he had to go to a solitary place, and the people were looking for him because they knew that there was something that he had that they needed. There was something that he could do for them that they could not do for themselves. So they were looking for him. And then when they came to him, they tried to keep him. They tried to keep him from leaving them. But there's times when, like I said previously, we may have to walk alongside people. Sometimes we walk alongside people for a little bit, but then we have to go. We have to continue on. And there may be somebody else that will come alongside them and assist them. And then sometimes there will be times where they have to stand up on their own for a little bit, but there always will be somebody there to support them. And so we have to get to the place to when we know that we're committed to the work that God has called for us to do, we can't let certain people keep us in certain places because of what we're doing. We have to know and be led by the Holy Spirit to where we are supposed to go, how long we're supposed to stay, who we're supposed to be alongside, who we're not supposed to be alongside, because just because you have the ability to do something doesn't mean that you should do it. That's why it's so important for us to stay in alignment with the Word of God and with the Holy Spirit as he is leading us, because he may not have you to try to reach your cousin. He may have somebody else to try to reach your cousin. He may not have you to try to reach your neighbor. He may have somebody else, but then again, he may have you to reach your neighbor. He may have you to try to reach your sister. He may have you to try to reach your brother. He may have you to do those things, but we have to know when we are being led, and we can't do what other people want us to do. We have to do what the Lord wants us to do, because when we get out of alignment with him, we're doing our own work and not his work. And so we also have to know that we can't let people keep us from our purpose. But then we're going to conclude with verse 43. It says, but he said, I must preach the good news of the kingdom of God to the other towns also, because that is why I was sent. And he kept on preaching in the synagogues of Judea. And so we also have to, when we are committed to the work, we also have to remember our assignment. He said in verse 43, he must continue to preach the good news of the kingdom of God to the other towns also. So it wasn't just for that particular place, or it wasn't just for healing those people. It wasn't just for that. He had to go around to other towns. And so when we know our purpose, then we'll be able to do what God has called us to do, what he has called us to do effectively. Sometimes we get deep into the work, and we can sometimes begin to get so connected to people and to things and to places that we don't want to move. But sometimes the Lord moves you. He moves you from people. He moves you from places. He'll move you to another city, to another state, sometimes even to another country. He'll move you jobs. He'll change your mindset. The Lord moves, and when he moves, we have to move. But the most important thing is keeping our eyes on him so that we'll remember our assignment and fulfill the work that he has for us to fulfill. And so when we are committed to the work, we are willing to do whatever the Lord is calling us to do. I said on Monday's prayer call that we had, I kept making a statement that the Lord kept impressing on my heart. It says, it is possible to be committed to the work and not committed to God, but it is impossible to be committed to God and not committed to the work. And so we can be committed to the work of doing work and not committed to God, but we must be committed to God first in order for us to be fully. When we are committed to God, it is impossible for us not to be committed to the work, because our commitment is in him and what he has called us to do. And so nowadays we have a lack of commitment to ourselves, to our children, to our duties, to our relationships, to our obligations, to our careers, to our marriages, to our agreements. There's a lack because there's a lack of commitment to God. And if we're not committed to God, then we're not going to be committed to anyone else. We're not going to even be committed to ourselves. And so as we think about being committed to the work that God has called for you to do, allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you this week, even as you continue to meditate on this, the words that were spoken. And if you were on the prayer call on Monday, the prayer call, just know that the Lord has called you. Whatever it is he has prepared you for, he has equipped you. Now it's time for you to be committed to him so that you can fully be committed to the work that he has called for you to do. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day, God. We thank you that you have allowed us another opportunity, Lord, to come before you in your presence, Lord, in one faith, Lord, believing your word and standing on the promises that you have given us, God. We thank you for the opportunity to be your witnesses, God. We thank you for the opportunity to be able to do the work that you have called for us to do, God. We thank you that you continue to stand strong and you continue to lead us. You continue to guide us, Lord. You continue to protect us, Lord. And we thank you for that, God. We thank you that you have allowed your Holy Spirit to indwell in us, God. And we are just asking you for your wisdom this morning, your wisdom, Lord, to help us to be able to do all that you have called us to do, Lord, withholding nothing. Lord, we need you, we love you, we thank you, and we praise you. In Christ's name, amen.
Thank you for tuning in to Embrace Today. You can further connect with Whole House Ministries by viewing our website at www.wholehouseministries.org, liking Whole House Ministries on Facebook, and following @ApriCurry on Twitter. Be blessed and embrace your today.